for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, both here tonight from Arrested Development. Premieres this Sunday on Fox, yes?
Yes, it is.
9:30?
That's correct, Adam.
Fox is a little behind on the premieres because of the baseball, right?
Also correct.
And tell us about this new show of yours.
Will?
Jason?
Good evening. It is about a very rich, dysfunctional family that has to learn how to live middle class because daddy gets put in the pokey, and basically the comedy kind of spews out from there.
Nobody's ever had a job, a real job in the family. So.
Right. What kind of work you guys end up doing?
Well,
cooking math.
That's going to be a two-parter.
Oh, okay. That's coming up.
The antics ensue.
Very special.
Yeah. Two-part episode.
And a very special.
They were originally going to go with, the show just kind of being, a nice documentary about the hip-hop band, Arrested Development.
And we
could not get the rights. Ended up making it about a family, and just they kept the name for some
interesting
reason.
Interesting producers, executive producers.
Yeah, Brian Grazer and Ron Howard.
They're big hip-hop fans.
Huge.
A couple of lightweights. Mm. And I didn't know, I'm reading here that Jason Bateman's father-in-law is Paul Anka.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
God.
Canadian, but he's a good guy.
Still makes a good living?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Will, you're...
Yeah.
Oh.
Will's Canadian?
He didn't say filthy Canadian this time, which is good.
Dirty's usually what I go to, but Pops might be listening.
I sent out my resume on purpose.
Is Paul still making the scene?
Paul actually makes a very tidy living traveling the globe, entertaining the people.
So he hit Branson, Missouri?
I don't think he can go back there anymore. You heard about that, huh?
Yeah.
No, he can't go back there.
Pretty ugly over there.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the Anka Branson incident for us?
Smirnoff is still smarting.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. Did it involve the Osmonds?
It was bad.
I thought so.
It's an all out race war with the Osmonds. It was white against super white. I'm trying to. Oh, hell. No one is listening. Even knows who Paul Anka is. Didn't he write? Did he write? Who did the Tonight Show theme? And
Paul Anka.
It just made millions off of that.
Continues today.
Really?
Yeah,
but don't they have a new theme now?
Yeah, but not in Southeast Asia. They still go with the old one.
See, this is what we should all hope to do, which is you come up with a quick jingle. It gets on a show. The show runs for 25 years. You get a big fat paycheck every month.
I thought that was just something that they sort of used as a storyline in sitcoms and TV.
No, people.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke
wrote Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
Huh. Yeah.
Big
yeah.
money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I always heard that Anka just basically got rich off of that.
That and Put Your Head on My Shoulder and My Way and...
Oh, I wrote My Way.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I could go on.
Yeah, smart.
Mm-hmm.
And you married his daughter, I'm guessing,
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I figured it was a good
mental
move.
Mental note. More piano lessons for my kids.
Yeah.
Or just have them seek out a child of somebody who knows how to play the
piano.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good note, too.
Yeah, plastic surgery and brown nosing. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense. I mean, not
taken. Don't worry.
No. All right. So this Sunday, 9:30, Fox. And like I said, now Fox, well, the series ended on Saturday. I guess so. Fox has begun, right? In fact, all the new airings. Have
been they had a little bit of a lackluster performance last Monday.
You guys are going to end there
with Spin and Joe Millionaire, but
talking about
But I am not done yet. I'm going to spin it now.
Right.
I think the problem was there is that the women that watch Skin and Joe Millionaire, they weren't watching baseball, where most of their promos were.
Right.
So what we've got now is a relaunch,
yeah.
I guess.
It's going to be a juggernaut.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you finished working on Starsky and Hutch?
I did.
Who were you?
I was Vince Vaughn's bitch, basically. We play the bad guys, and he's the leader, and I'm sort of the science side of our partnership. We develop a cocaine that can't be sniffed out by dogs.
Ooh.
This is set in the mid-70s.
When they invented that.
But, you know, yeah. Cocaine came around then.
No, they invented the sniffless cocaine.
And the sniffing dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the smokeless ashtray.
Right.
And is it all out comedy, Starsky and Hutch?
Well, not to them it's not. They're super cops, and it's all very serious business, which is what makes it pretty hysterical.
Choice.
Yeah,
the way VIP was serious.
No, Drew. This actually, Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson were pretty effing hilarious with how serious they took everything. It was great.
Those guys are good. And VIP started off serious. It's just they labeled it as a farce after people started laughing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Kind
of
by default.
Serious to them.
Right.
Right.
That's like a lot of your patients probably felt the same way.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you guys need a moment?
Yeah. Oh, we had.
We've had them. We're done. Natalie?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I'm sadomasochist, and I was just wondering, like, if it's normal and, you know, why, like, is it healthy? I mean...
You know, we had a lot of fetish calls last night, too, in fact.
Oh, really?
We were talking to people about how once you start going down that fetish path, you tend to kind of become... It becomes a necessary part of it in order to function sexually, and in that case, when it does, it tends to take away from intimacy and sort of distract you from the real relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it with a capital W, but it can get in the way of healthy relationships.
It's a small W.
Small W. Well, nothing wrong.
Now, if you're a sadomasochist, are you always dealing out the punishment, or can you be on both sides of the whip?
Well, it depends. Like, I'm not an extreme, like, you know, with the whips and craziness like that. I mean, it's minor. Like, I like to tie up the guys, and, you know, like them in a helpless state is like really attractive to me. Mm-hmm. Like,
how about if the guy just watched TiVo and didn't seem all that interested in the world? That's kind of my move. You know, it's a passive attack. It sneaks up on you.
It's impressive and it's powerless.
But it's effective. They get angry. Yeah, I mean, what if the guy? Do you want him struggling once you tie him up?
Yeah. Well,
you want to see him fighting.
Minor, you know, nothing like where they actually bust out, because that just wouldn't.
You want to see that he's helpless.
Yeah, and like.
Were you made to feel helpless growing up yourself?
Not really. I mean, like.
You never were hit or anything.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, missed that one.
Did anyone beat on you growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they did.
That's where this comes from, usually.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And on the opposite side, I mean, I like to be held down a lot.
Yeah, it's connected. It's so funny that the things that made you feel helpless are things that become sources of attraction and arousal later in life. And
I don't actually want to hurt him or anything.
No,
it's
I know.
Just them, like, struggling to get out. It's just.
Is this a business or is this just a hobby?
No, it's just a hobby. I don't own
it
or anything.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Or a website?
Yeah.
Can you have relationships?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a couple long-term ones, but
that's
none
really
of them
the
seem to be all
thing.
About that at all.
Yeah, but that's the important thing. Right.
They're
you can
kind
still
of scared off by it.
Well, yeah.
Do you use safe words? I always like the safe word.
No, it never gets that bad that I had. Okay. They won't even let me tie them up. It kind of sucks like that.
No, they won't? Well,
I have to imagine it mostly. I mean, once.
That's because you go for guys.
Times.
You go for guys that are cops and things like that, right?
Oh, no.
Really? What? Cops.
No, she goes for guys that really seem powerful in some way.
Drew, it sounds like you might know her.
Yeah, true.
I've known cops, more than a few doctors. Natalie's.
But you know what seems weird to me? S&M, long-term S&M relationships. What happens when you have orange juice in the morning or coffee?
What happens when you have kids?
What happens cataracts. When you're 65?
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I don't know.
You lose some of that
I'll have to get a soundproof room or something.
No.
Mm. Wow.
Natalie, relax.
You don't sound like you're too far gone, but you may be going down that trail.
Yeah. I know it's not too bad, but
you know that it came from having been physically abused by your parents. realize that the fact that you can have relationships, great. You should find a guy that can play along with you, and know that when you've been physically abused, you will tend to go for guys that seem powerful to make you feel safe, but those guys can become the perpetrators of further physical abuse later. So
I would immediately forget my safe word. This would be my prom. Like I would immediately forget
like Daffy Duck trying to get in the cave.
Yes. I would probably have to get one of those like quarterback wristbands that had my safe word on it, so I could just check it every once in a while.
Sarsaparilla? Saskatchewan?
Yeah. I would have gone nuts. And to me, it's like, here's the ultimate safe word. I will throw you off of me into the hamper and then attack you physically with the plunger. That's how you know. What
I'd be, the universal safe word, Adam, I just figured it out. The universal safe word. You know it.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
It should just be I'm serious.
I've said this many times. Like, as a kid, you could use the I'm serious. Like, when I was a kid, I got rolled up in a carpet once.
Right.
And, you know, I said, hey, it'd be funny. Take Adam. He's 10 years old. Put him in this carpet and we'll roll him up. I had my hands by my side. I had about 4 foot of carpet, you know, over my head. And
sounds
four
like
foot
a cartoon.
Yeah. It sucked. And then naturally, as soon as I was rolled up, people started kicking me. And I was like, let me out. Let me, you know, I'm going nuts. Like, I felt all claustrophobic. And everyone was laughing and kicking me. And then I yelled, I'm serious. And everyone went, he's serious. And then they rolled
and
out.
Rolled
yeah, they know, like, when you're a kid, you'd get a guy in a headlock or something, everything good. But if he gave the I'm serious call, that's when you had to back off.
Universal safe word. And it is.
You've had hardwood floors ever since.
As an adult,
nice
yes.
Nice tie-in.
Thank as an
you.
Adult, but it wasn't, no,
no.
because
no,
it wasn't wall-to-wall. Wall. You're
missed
point.
The point. The point, is, the point is now he has to do that every time he's sexual as wife.
Oh, I got to use the carpet
roll. You roll it different.
Right.
That's right. I do it more to gain girth than I do. Well, it's a different story.
But that's just this girl's problem is just like the same sort of just a different way of manifesting, like the same way if like a girl grows up or a guy for that matter, and their mother or father is withholding, they constantly go for people who are withholding.
Yeah,
if you have somebody who's absent, you go for absent people.
Right.
That's right.
Josh,
yeah,
you're 22.
I am.
What's up?
I actually got a question for Dr. Drew. All right, I do meth probably maybe like 2 or 3 times a week, and I've been doing it. Probably about a year now.
You should know, first of all, that meth addiction, the majority of meth addicts do it 2 or 3 times a week.
Really?
Meth is not a daily drug, typically.
Not, huh?
No. Okay, I guess I'm an addict, and that sucks.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself one, but...
I know. I just thought I'd alert you to what you're doing.
Why not? Why isn't it a daily drug?
People can't... once they do it, they get really psychotic when they're doing it daily. And
yeah?
They just, you know, they just don't get to that point.
Josh, I'd like
so
to see...
So we just never hear from the people that do it every day.
He will get there. It'll happen if he stays with it long enough. But most people I treat are 3...
Do they need like a day on each after each one to recover?
Just kicking the crap out of them a little bit.
Smoking or what do they do?
You smoking or snorting it?
I do both, actually. I stay away from the needles just because I'm afraid of needles, but I do...
Let's be clear. You smoke it most of the time.
Huh?
You smoke it most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, three times a week can be 5 times a week, and a year can be 16, 17 months. Yeah. That's what I would
say. So,
yeah,
the question is.
But anyways, I want to call her a girlfriend, but I have a girl that we hook up every
Service.
Now and then. Mm-hmm. But when I'm by myself and I'm, it seems like whenever I come home and I'm high or I've been high for the last couple of days or so, I want to masturbate, but it just takes so much longer, it seems, when I've been on it, you know, lately, to actually get off.
Right, you're on drugs.
Yeah, is that why? I mean,
it's interesting. If you were taking Prozac and had trouble to, you know, ejaculate, he'd be like, "Hey, what's wrong with this horrible medicine you're giving me?"
Right.
But with speed, it's like, "Hey, you think could have anything to do with that?" You think so?
Yeah, everything goes. Everything's like a funnel right to your sack. I mean, every drug, every booze, every food, everything that goes in you just goes right to your door. What is that? What is that?
When it counts. When it's, you know, if it's going to do something significant, that's where it's going to do
it.
Yeah,
one of I don't know why it starts there. What could start with your feet
system.
Or something?
It's a delicate system. And yes, right. it can, and you will start having trouble with erection and arousal and things soon enough.
All right, so Josh.
Yeah.
That's right. First off, Josh is a horrible name for a speed addict. It's not right.
I'll
change your name to Kurt.
No. Josh was first a marijuana addict.
I was.
Huh.
Yeah.
Josh is a great name for a pothead.
Is this a return caller?
No, because pretty much all speed addicts start with pot.
I did.
Pot, I'll tell Josh's story without ever having met him. Pot started in his mid-teens probably, loved it, went on for 6-8 years with that. If it had kept working, he'd still be smoking pot, but it stops working after about 6-8 years. Starts getting depressed, start looking for solutions to that, finds his way to speed, someone gives it to him, pow, everything's okay again, and off they go with the speed.
Oh, you forgot that he kills himself by driving his mom's LeBaron over a cliff.
But Adam, I think you think that Josh is a bad name for a speed.
It is.
For meth,
it's good
because
for him. It's good for
you think that he's like in a trailer in Arizona.
No, it's good for a marijuana addict. Josh is a pot
right. Josh is a great name for a marijuana addict.
Name.
Yeah.
Steve-O Kurt is a strong meth name.
See, Steve's not good, but Steve-O is great.
Steve-O's great, yeah.
So is Josh a good name for a coke addict? Because I've been trying that lately, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, stimulants are all basically the same. And so
all the same?
Well, it's all the same in terms of the syndrome that you represent. And Josh, I treat Josh-like cases every single day.
Now,
it always follows the same pattern. It's really interesting.
Josh, hold on a second. How much is a gram of coke these days? Because I'm looking to get back.
How much is a gram of coke?
Yeah.
Depends on how good you want it. I mean, you could pay 60, you could pay 150 for it. It just depends on how good it is.
Yeah. 8-ball? What's that run you these days?
Meth or coke?
Coke. I mean, who cares?
At that point.
How much?
About
for an
8-ball?
100 bucks for an... How come
is an 8-ball more than a gram?
It's like 3 grams and
how
change.
How come a gram is more than 3 grams?
Huh?
Josh is high. Josh, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
we know you're not Asian, by the way, not only because you're strung out on speed, but because your math skills. You say that a gram of coke is about 100 bucks if it's good.
50 bucks, he said.
Well, it could be anywhere from 60 to 150. And by the way, the over 100% range, not interested in that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how much is a flight to New York? It could be 500. It could be 2,500. Now I'm where I was before I started talking. Maybe worse. So if a gram is about 100 bucks, then how can an 8-ball be about 100 bucks?
Quality.
Oh, you stumped Josh. You stumped him.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I think he's...
Because
might be
your
on
quality
the
goes
pipe.
Down
I'm
the more you buy,
right
maybe.
Now.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm totally with it right now.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Okay,
got
buddy.
That. That's all right.
All right, so anyway, you got to get some help, right?
Think so?
Yeah, we know so.
Yeah.
How about it, buddy?
Let me ask you this.
I could try, I guess. I mean, I've been trying to quit. Not very successful.
You're not going to quit on your own. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, but hey, Josh, what's in your life right now? Like, do you have a good job that excites you so that you know you'd like fly up in the morning, you know, and like maybe get to bed at a decent hour because you're excited about the day ahead of you? Because if you don't have that, it's kind of tough to stop doing what you're doing at night.
I got a good job. I mean, I've never been late for work. I never miss a day of work. I go to school full time.
He does speed during the day.
Yeah.
But isn't meth a lot harder to come off than, haven't they, I think I read somewhere, or maybe I just made up, that it's a lot harder to come off meth than it is to come off, you know, opiates or alcohol, which could generally be, you know, serviced with a 12-step program, that they're having a lot harder time getting people off.
You know, it's harder for a couple of reasons. I can't say, it's certainly not harder than opiates or heroin, okay, but it is difficult for a couple reasons. Guys like Josh, you hear that denial. He's like, I can handle a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And because it's not a daily drug, they really can't equate it with being addicted. They don't feel like they don't think they're addicted. And then when they try stopping, it's almost like the self ceases to exist. They get the sense that they'll just cease to exist without this drug. They feel so empty. And it's a very horrifying feeling. It's hard to get them through that. And they often have to spend, you know, several weeks in a highly structured environment, like a sober living. Josh, just call NA. Call NA, go to some 12-step meetings, meet some people who have been through what you've been through, and take some direction from them.
All right. And there's nothing.
You're not going to do it. It's not about stopping. It's about getting to a program right now.
Yeah. All right. And good times, you know.
Good times, yeah.
Shelly?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, boy.
I heard
I think we've got a bad line. What's up, Shelly? Aww.
She's obviously with Singular.
She's a virgin. Wants to know if there's any way to stretch her vagina out before sex.
I can take that one in the back.
Shelly? Go on.
Are she gone?
Yeah.
All right. It's too bad. Maybe her hymen ruptured while she was on the phone and she had the air
I think that's what happened.
Can it blow? I hear they'll blow about 22, 23 if they're still there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll just blow.
Oh, especially in this heat, too.
If it's hot, and I hear if the girl gets really angry.
Yeah, if she's anywhere near Lake Arrowhead, that's probably what happened.
Well, that's the altitude issue. That happens later.
Amber gets caught up in there. Lights the tampon fuse. It's like an M80. Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen that, you haven't seen anything. It is crazy. Drew, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be a great gag? Fuse tampons.
Sounds like a Smigel cartoon. It's a nice Smigel cartoon.
Go through your novelty tampons again, because that really is a thing which time has come.
Oh, really? My novelty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a list of them?
No, yeah.
I was just thinking it'd be, guys are pretty well freaked out by tampons, but what if we shaped them like rats, you know, and just had the tail hanging out? As a matter of fact, we don't have to shape the tampon
the
like
tail.
Anything. Just the string.
Yeah, the string
you
made
got the rat's
various...
tail. You got the lamp pull. Just that chain.
You say that would be more appealing to a guy?
You know what? It's not even to a guy, really. She's the only one who's getting the giggle out of it. Because
they get a little laugh out of it. I mean, you guys
knowing that they got it, they go to, it's empowering if you go to a meeting.
We
got to
write these out. We got to write these
graduation
down.
Tassel.
Yes.
That'd be nice, right?
For the special occasion, dingle balls or something. You know.
Yeah, some
rosary beads.
Balls. Oh, rosaries, yeah. A natural.
That'd be great.
A natural, yeah. You got your pearls.
Sure.
You got your Wilma Flintstone necklace kind of thing
like
hanging out there.
Phone cord.
Phone cord
would be good.
You got your general sort of just red ripcord kind of thing that comes on parachutes or those Zodiac rafts, or anything
perfect.
That inflates.
Yeah, a little emergency.
Let me ask you guys. You guys are doing a TV show. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to the inflatable raft humor? We haven't talked about that in a while.
In the car.
Yeah, they'd rip the cord on the thing. It would start inflating
in
the phone booth that the characters are in.
No, you can still find that over at ABC.
You're still doing that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out loud Tuesdays.
We need to see gorillas on TV
but
again.
I always wanted...
There is one good show on Tuesday on ABC. I'm with her. I'm a fan of that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
I think he picks up a producer check on that. So.
No.
Oh, there's something.
What about throwing up into the glass, though? I always like that inside a car, so the camera's outside. All you just see is just throw up, and then you...
I think I figured out the connection. Paul Anka wrote the theme, John, with her. Yes? No. All right, Jason Bateman is here tonight. Will Arnett is here tonight. Both from... What the hell's the name of the show? Arrested Development, Sunday nights, 9:30. Fox, premiering this Sunday night. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett here tonight, both from Arrested Development. Premiering on Fox this Sunday at 9:30. And
that's such a warm group you have there that applauds for us. It's nice that they're here so late.
They're fans.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Will is married to Amy Poehler, who Drew doesn't know because Drew doesn't know anything, but I know is a fan of SNL, is on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
And marvelously talented, I should say, even if I didn't pronounce it right. Must be nice.
Marvelous.
Yeah. And marvelous, I can say, but marvelously, it adds a degree of difficulty to it.
Tom Brokaw can't say that either.
Is that... have you guys... did you meet her when she was on Saturday Night Live? You must have met her before that.
No, that was before, yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't land that kind of tail after. I mean, after.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I know. You're nice looking.
Easy. Hey, don't get jealous.
No, I mean, he'll get up out of the chair.
Bateman gets jealous about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's very protective.
You see, he's sitting next to me, Adam.
Yeah, that's a catch. She's really
She's great. Yeah, she's a really, really talented
individual
person.
She's really good on that show.
Yeah.
Mike?
Genuinely funny.
Mike?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
You're 19, what's up?
Question. Last week I was getting, I guess you could say, oral sex from my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And my right testicle, as she was doing that, went inside me.
Mm-hmm.
And you never had that before?
That's the gay one?
No, I guess. I don't know. It must be the...
My left is bi, and it's not happy about oral. Yeah. I mean, unless from a guy.
It didn't necessarily hurt. It just felt weird, and I told
him, Mike, that's normal. Mike, it's normal. It happens to most guys.
These guys are laughing, Drew.
That's good.
That's what you would do.
If I had a soul.
That's right.
especially when guys, at the time of ejaculation, that's when it sort of typically occurs.
Yeah, I think it was not long before that. I mean,
right.
That's the
cremasteric muscles kind of pull it up.
What can you do? You wear
nothing.
Like a truss
no,
you or gotta,
anything? You push it back down again because it can be kind of uncomfortable. But
yeah, it can get lodged in there, right?
No.
It heads really?
I've never heard of that.
You haven't? But you have heard of it going up in there when you're... Or never coming down.
Never coming down,
about.
Yeah, which is a non-descendant testicle. Basically, your testicle is running back to where it started.
Right.
It
Did
starts,
you have that?
I had that when I was a kid. When I was like four, I had that. Didn't come down.
Did they take it out or they pull it down?
No, I don't know what they did. They're both there now.
Yes, they pull it down.
All right.
Was that a bad thing?
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
No, it didn't hurt or anything like that, so it won't hurt it or damage it or...
No.
How do they... And when they get it down, I imagine it's like trying to get a drawstring back into some sweatpants. you know that sort of weird, frustrating feeling of sort of trying to...
I think it's more
get...
like trying to like push a golf ball through a sock.
But I could do that. Yeah. All right. I don't know why that is. It seems like he's to spend a fair amount of time trying to get strings back into sweatpants, and somehow have outgrown it, or does it, they've worked it out.
I still, what happened? No, I still don't.
If you could have someone responsible for that, you would have, saved a lot of frustration over the years.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I spent a lot of time
now
as
you have
a kid
person doing that.
Doing things with shoelaces and trying to thread things. I rarely thread anymore, but
yeah.
somehow
Velcro took care of some of that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they're much better at designing that stuff. There are a lot more knots now on things. I think.
Yeah, we're more not friendly society than we were.
Yeah.
I think it was that whole Why Not campaign that ran in the mid-'80s that I think kind of turned everyone on to it. Eric, they approached you to do some PSAs for that, didn't they?
What are you talking about? I did a couple of
them. I'm sorry. I didn't see them all. Erica?
Yes, I'm
You're 17?
Sorry. Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, my boyfriend's cum tastes horribly, horribly bad. Like...
So it tastes bad?
It tastes horribly bad.
Horribly bad.
And horribly bad.
What's it taste like?
Urine?
No.
That would be good.
That would be urine.
That would be horribly, horribly bad.
Well, see, before I was going out with my boyfriend, I used to swallow all the time,
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not like that. Shut up. But no, I used to swallow, and now I just can't do it. Like,
but I mean, you've sampled, you've done
fair share
sampling.
I've sampled normal tasting cum, but this is just
right.
Like,
is it taste or consistency or volume?
It's like jello. It's not jello-y. It's not that like hard, but it has. It's
True.
Like
you ever
lumpy.
You ever do
she
any?
The
you ever get
it,
up to jizz country and do some jizz tasting? It's great. You get a basket
just east of Napa.
Yeah, you get a bicycle. It's great.
Get tours.
A bicycle built for goo.
For goo. It's awesome. You're feeling right by your eighth or ninth ginsler. What would you call it? What would a vineyard be?
It's a ginyard. Jizzyard.
Jizzyard.
Mm.
Erica.
Yes.
So this guy's worse, way worse than all the other guys.
Yeah, and it makes me gag. Like,
yeah, but you hear what she said? She doesn't like the chunks.
Oh, you don't like the consistency?
Right.
Okay. Because the consistency is really, really gross, and I have to, like, run to the bathroom to, like, spit it out and, like,
Ew.
Brush my teeth.
True. Ew. Bathroom sinks, they have those aerators. You screw on the little screen. You screw onto the bottom of the spigot
so
the water doesn't all just sort of comes out a little foamy.
Yeah.
Anything like that for the penis?
No. It's
No?
No, it's
well,
like...
Well, no, but okay. I think this. We need to invent
We're
something,
on to something
for the mouth.
You know, it's like...
some sort of like,
I'm saying, hold on a second. We may be on to something
no,
here.
No, but the penis
something that
the
could
culprit.
That go onto the penis. Yeah, but she doesn't...
You want it, don't want it going in the mouth. It's,
yeah, but
you want it coming out of the penis. If you keep things in the penis, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you're saying like a sieve.
I'm saying like a jizz colander.
Yeah, colander.
That's basically what I'm
right.
saying, yeah.
Like what's on top of this microphone right now, maybe.
Right, but
almost exactly. Does it matter?
I'll make the rest of the night
perfect.
Comfortable for us.
Yeah. This be perfect.
Right. And I say it goes on top of the penis,
right.
not the mouth.
Right. Yeah, but it can't be, it has to be a little bit loose on the penis. It
clamps on
things.
Like a bite guard for a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
I, there's something here. I mean, we're going to put a few bucks into R&D. We'll figure it out. Erica?
Yeah.
Does he know he tastes worse than all the other?
Yeah, tastes? And he actually, he's tried to call before and asked him and ask like what the matter is, because like
how often does he ejaculate?
Well, we have sex every day.
Every day.
Every day. And you do this? Do you do this for him every day?
Well, sometimes we have sex. Sometimes I give him head, depending on, you know, what I feel like.
How old is this guy?
He's 18.
He's 18. Son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
Maybe he's a lot of curry or something.
Yeah.
And is it every time this disgusting way?
Every time I've disgusting given him head. Time. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, the consistency of it is like when you blow your nose and you have a really, really bad cold, and right. it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's really gross.
All right, but here's the thing. It never comes out like butterscotch. I mean, it never tastes great. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it can only get so good.
Can it get bad?
But it can really go south. All right, what can we do? Does this guy eat a lot of Lunchables?
No.
All right. I don't want to get into that story. The
point, but there are things that change the taste of it, yes,
yeah.
no? I mean,
probably
I watch
not.
Sex in the City.
Yeah,
we do hear that, like, pineapple juice.
We hear it, but it's never been confirmed. And it's really, her problem is not the taste. It is the consistency.
Really?
And there's nothing we can do about that.
It's a tapioca.
Why you don't have to ingest it? Why don't you just spit it out like you've been doing?
She does. She has to run to the bathroom, nearly vomits, brushes her teeth.
It's not that he has a problem with me spitting it out. It's just that I'd rather swallow it if I could. So I was wondering if there is something that, you know.
Why would you rather swallow it if you could?
It's easier.
But let's just say this. Let's say you were in front of the refrigerator. You took a swig of milk. It had turned. It had gone bad. Mm. Would it be easier to swallow it or easier just to run over to the sink and spit it out?
17. She's going to get over it.
Yeah.
You're a little too enthusiastic here.
About swallowing it?
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, it's the protein that I think that she's looking for, maybe. And
I think you're onto something. There's something more to that.
Yeah. Worries me.
Yeah, she's on the Atkins.
Hey, oh, my God.
Atkins. All right, well, look. Here's the thing. We can't change the consistency. Drew, what if he just started eating flour in bulk? I mean, just lots of flour. Nothing? Not bulk flour, confection, or sugar, or something.
Nope.
Just like you're saying, like try to build a coffee cake in his stomach. Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, you just have to spit it into the toilet.
Yeah.
like a good girl, by the way. That's what the girls that go to finishing school do.
Maybe
anyway.
She should keep something nearby, a towel or something.
A little spit cup.
You don't even have finishing school.
Yeah, like guys who dip. Guys who chew tobacco, they keep that cup. Yeah, just like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Yeah, just keep a little spittoon next to the bed. Oh, this really, quite honestly, this is what I haven't given this speech in a while. Potted plants in your room, like a fern.
Mm.
This is a catch-all. This is a storm drain. This is a urinal.
But
this is a roof scupper. This is everything. You know what I mean? You can vomit into this thing. You can urinate in a pinch. You can spit some bad spunk into it.
Yeah,
you blow a snot rocket. I mean, plants are like nature's garbage disposal.
Yeah, think about this plant
taken
every day from Erica. A little bit.
All right.
That's for emergencies.
All right, but seriously, a nice potted fern. You know what I mean? You can hide stuff in there, like if there's a roach or something, and your stepmom's coming up the stairs, you know, just shove it in there. So it's a good thing, Drew. People don't have enough potted plants in their house anymore.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it was a big thing in the 70s, wasn't it?
There was people like, my mom was into that talking to the plants.
Yeah, yeah. And then hanging them for macrame.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Didn't talk to the kids that much, ironically, but loved to carry on with the plants. Maybe the plants didn't want to be fed or hugged. All right, let's keep moving forward, Drew.
Yeah, it's a sore point.
It is. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, about a week ago, I started birth control, and
excellent.
I was curious as to if it mattered so much that I didn't take it at the exact same time every night.
How far off?
Huh?
How far off were you?
Sometimes about an hour.
That's fine.
It's been a couple hours.
That's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah.
So I can wait like a week and just go at it without a condom?
Well, it's an interesting question. Some people would say, most people I think would say, for safety, you want to wait till you completed your first cycle.
I couldn't hear you what?
You should hear me.
I don't know.
Most people would advise you to wait till you completed an entire cycle.
Oh, uh-huh.
Of the pill. Which one are you on?
Orthotricycline.
Yeah, the tricyclic ones are probably safe and probably fine, but still, okay. I know a lot of doctors still advise you to take a full month.
Well, so. What did your doctor say?
Well, one of them said that it was sure, or he was sure that I should take it at the same time every night, and then the other doctor I went to yesterday or the day before or something said that it was okay as long as it was in a 2 to 4 hour period.
Yeah, I agree with that doctor.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what he said about when you could start having sex.
Oh, about a week into it. About a week into the pill.
Yep. Nine. These guys know as much as Drew, if not more, so you don't have to call the show.
Okay, well.
All right, but good times.
Yeah, good times.
All right. Hey, you're calling from Oregon.
I am.
What's the weather like over there?
I think we missed the season. It's actually been really hot here lately.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, shockingly enough, we've had zero rain, and, well, today it drizzled, but.
What does she mean by hot?
Yeah, she means it's
70s.
High 70s. 70s. You know how that makes us feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's cooling off here or we're having like what we call nuclear winter.
It is nuclear winter.
Is that what it is?
Make no mistake about it. The sun was blocked out by fire smoke today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for the victims, but I did feel happy that we dropped a few degrees.
But it was macabre.
Mm.
Weird.
Oh, yeah, you know what my wife told me tonight? She said we should say something about the victims' funds and that people could call in, or not call in, but people could go on the website and donate money.
Well, I can tell you that my wife got me into my closet last night, and I pulled out two large trash bags of clothes that I haven't worn for a year and a half.
Oh, to donate?
Yeah, she took them down to the Red Cross. And
I think it's interesting that your wife put you back in the closet.
Well, no, I knew that sounded bad. No, yeah, so I thinned out the closet and helped out some people at the same time.
I could just see it like a guy's going, dude, you dress like that guy from Hogan's Family. What's up?
Hey, you're a Teen Wolf, too. Do you want to give the site out? Because I've got it. Your wife emailed me on my pager.
Oh, I think it's the K-Rock site.
It's www.krock.com. Then what I've got is /KRockNow.
Yeah.
/KRockNow.html.
All right, but just go to the K-Rock, www.krock.com, mm-hmm. K-R-O-Q, and right at the front of the page, it'll tell you where to donate. We donated some money. I don't know how much.
They need clothes. Yeah. You know, it's going to get cold pretty soon, and everything's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They say it may get into the 80s by December.
Shorts and wife beaters.
That's right. All right, should we take a quick break?
Why not?
I like the guys who want to stay behind, and even though there's no electricity or water pressure, they just want to hang with their house and they just urinate on the gazebo in order to keep it alive. I like that. I like those grizzled guys. I heard about an invention today, by the way, where you, Drew, you'd like this. You plug it in your pool. You just drop the elephant's trunk down into the pool, fire up a Briggs & Stratton, and you got like 30,000 gallons, and it's putting out like it's like 130 gallons a minute or something. Your garden hose puts out like 30 gallons. Huh? Not a bad thing to have, right?
Sign me up.
Yeah, Drew?
Yeah.
Get you one of those.
Tons of hose, though. You need to...
Well, right, you got to get some hose, but the point is you have your entire swimming pool at your disposal. When the water pressure's gone and the embers are falling on the roof of your house, you got your swimming pool.
Let's bring it on.
Yeah. You know, your last moments in life would be trying to get the mower engine started, and it's like, fire closing, wife standing there, choke it. You should have put the stabilizer in the tank.
The drawstrings have come out of your sweatpants, and you can't get the string back through.
That'd be your last memory. Like you ever see those hammers advertised? This is you see it in the in-flight magazine. It's the life hammer. It's the hammer that goes in your car so that when you pull like the Chappaquiddick thing, when you go off the bridge and capsize into the
and
bog,
kill somebody.
Well, you theoretically, almost kill yourself, but. When you're in the car and the doors have locked and the windows rolled up, you get the life hammer out of your car and bust out the window and swim to safety. This is an actual invention that I saw being sold.
I have not seen that.
Sky Mall. You'll see it next to the rope ladder for the two-story buildings and the fire and the whole thing. But I thought, See, first, here's why this invention is no good. First off, regular hammer.
Yeah.
can't bust the car window with a regular hammer?
No.
You know, I think I'd do it with my forehead if I was taking in enough water.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, it's 4 in the morning. You've went off the bridge because you're loaded. You're now upside down in your vehicle, and you're under 30 feet of water.
Right.
Where's that goddamn hammer?
Drive with it in your hand all the time.
It's in the back. It's in the trunk.
Yeah. Right. Wherever it is, you ain't getting to it. You're not. But that's where they'll find you. They'll find you trying to rip open the back seat, trying to chew through the back seat to get into the trunk to get the hammer of life.
Let me ask you: at what point of the flight is it okay to read the SkyMall? Like, at what point are you a loser?
Before takeoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie.
That's the time you can glance through everything that's in the front, and then you're supposed to put it away.
And then you just put it away. Like middle of the flight,
you pull it out, and that's loser.
That is loser middle.
To me, it's
you didn't bring anything to read.
What about if you're looking at like where Americans' gates are at, like Heathrow, and you never go overseas, and you're like, oh, good to know that there's an Admiral's Club next to 49.
It's like Fifth Bloody Mary, and they're showing My Dog Spot.
You
saw it on the way.
And Good Boy.
And Good Boy. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Arnett is here. Jason Bateman is here. Arrested Development, name of the show, Sunday night, 9:30 on Fox, everybody. Big premiere this Sunday, and we got to make it big.
Yeah.
We got to come out big.
Yeah. Show up. You will not be pissed.
No. And listen, you guys are funny.
You're funny, Adam.
Yeah. Thank you, but you don't need the work. You're not doing this for the money.
I don't take a salary.
I get the balance of what Will does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to.
Listen, your father-in-law is not Paul Anka.
No, he's not. Right. My father-in-law is Bill Poehler in Burlington, Mass.
Amy Poehler, by the way, wife of Will, who's very funny on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Yes? Yeah. She brings home some money, right?
She does.
You could be a stay-at-home dad.
I guess I could, to my dogs.
Oh, you don't have any kids.
Well, no. We've only been married since August.
Is it, you have an ego about that, having a funny wife who makes a lot of money?
No.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
It's crazy.
Say that all the time, yeah.
She's hilarious and super talented. Yeah. It's great.
You know, Lorne Michaels ain't handing out the gold chips over there, by the by.
Nobody does that show to...
I don't know if you've noticed, but handsome Will Arnett's got an equally handsome voice that brings in quite a bit of money every year, isn't that right, Willie? Mr. GMC?
I do the GMC trucks.
Yeah, you do have a good voice.
He's got that voice quality down. Yeah.
Do some of that GMC.
Here we go.
God, what is the new GMC?
Do the one. Now, isn't the one where is it a commercial where they're saying the guy's an engineer and he engineers his car? You know, he's a GMC engineer.
It's a professional grade engineering. It's not more than you need, just more than you're used to.
There it is, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what Amy Poehler's loving right there.
I used to do like promos for the networks for like CBS before, and that was paying the rent stuff. But it was, I might add, if they're still hiring, and it was like, untouched by an angel you can't believe. I'd always think like, how can you not believe it? There's no way that it's unbelievable. There's nothing that you can do untouched by an angel that I won't believe.
Here's what I want you to do for me, because I've been thinking about this for a while. I always want to hear him do this one. This week on Hack, in order to catch an arsonist, Hack's going to have to become a rapist. Like, I just thought it'd be, make people think for a minute, and then each week, it's a new thing. In order to bust up a money laundering scheme, Hack's going to have to become a rapist. It's just, he always is a rapist, no matter what. It doesn't matter what he's trying to bust, he has to become. So give me one of those.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist.
See, now it's funny.
Yeah.
Right. All right, I'm going to write this. I'm going to write a few Hack scenarios out.
That's good. It'll be good.
Yeah. Now, what would be a good thing for Hack to bust
What is Hack?
Touched by an uncle.
Yeah, see? You should do a CD.
Oh, that's a love line subject matter.
Kara?
You're in.
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
What's up?
I use the Nuva ring, but yeah. Also we use the foam contraceptive, and sometimes we like to, you know, use whipped cream and stuff. And
do they advise you to use? Are they advising you to use the contraceptive foam with the ring?
Well, I have like a weird menstruation going on,
The foam's not going to do much for you.
Well, she just said to use a second one, so.
Well, I think maybe she means like a barrier, like a condom, that sort of thing.
No, she was, because we're not sure, like, why I'm not menstruating regularly, so
okay.
She said just for a few months, just make sure I use a backup, like a second backup.
All right. You better clarify what she means by backup when you talk to her, but go ahead.
Well, just for pregnancy, we aren't worried about disease or anything.
No, I know, but they usually mean a barrier when they mean, say, a backup, like a condom. But go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, anyways, my question was that if I'm using the foam and then, like, we're using whipped cream or something, would that by, like, any chance make the foam inactive?
The foam is already no good, is my point.
And you could destroy the sundae. Absolutely destroy it.
Yeah. So the foam is already really not doing much. So
Like, up in there and everything?
Yeah, it's not doing much. And I don't think the whipped cream is going to significantly affect it one way or another.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Right. Foam is not very effective. It's all right. I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's not very effective.
All right, I'm gonna work this hack thing out. This is gonna be great. Is thief THI or THE?
IF.
Oh yeah, I got it.
Before E,
except after C.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. All right, we got some good hack. I got some good hack reads when we come back.
All right,
we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. Drew, come into the studio. Thank you. Jason Bateman is in the studio tonight. Will Arnett is in the studio tonight. Arrested Development, name of their show, Sunday night, 9:30 on Fox, premiering this Sunday. You do not want to miss this. All right, I was talking to Will during the break. I worked out a little. Will does, he's a big voiceover guy. He's got a very powerful voice and makes a lot of money from that voice. I'm looking to make him pick him up a little side work, doing the hack stuff.
I love it.
The promotions for hack. So I wrote one out for him. Let's see how.
Now you promised that this is going to get to the people at hack.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, we can get it to them. Yes, Drew.
Of course.
They're probably listening.
Of course.
But if not,
they're taping it now.
Look at them.
I'm only going to do this if okay.
All right.
This week on Hack. To catch an international jewel thief, Hack is going to have to become a rapist.
That's powerful. That's strong. And see, each week it's something else.
But equally as impressive each week. Just incredible.
Yeah, it always ends with rapist, but yeah.
I'd like it if you became like the head writer on Hack, and then they kept throwing their hands up, and they're like, why every week does Hack become a rapist? It's
comedy.
Listen, anyone who read Hack the book and saw Hack the play knows.
They're expecting this.
We're staying true to the material.
They're expecting it.
Yeah. That's right. You try to bust an international jewel thief as an international jewel thief.
You're going to have a tough time spinning this off as a kid's Saturday morning cartoon, though.
No, I think.
This week on Hack, he's going to have to become a rapist.
Oh, this is good times. Where are we, Drew? Up
five.
Here?
Yeah.
Five? Let's talk to Alex, who's 15.
Hey.
Alex, what's happening?
Okay. Well, my question was, like, if you were to go to a junior college that is in Canada, would that make it, like, a junior college?
Because Canada's a junior country.
Beg your pardon.
But the educational system could be superior up there.
Right.
Well, it would have to be.
They may not screw around with things like junior colleges.
Well, do they have junior college in Canada?
Yeah. In Quebec, they have...
One.
Oh, really?
In Quebec, they have Marianopolis, which is between high school and college.
Really?
Yeah. The French, they do things. It's all Napoleon code and stuff.
I could get into that.
But is it a staging for college?
Well, you know what they actually have in...
Baccalaureates and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's like a staging area for college. And they do have grade 13 in Ontario.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is also like the equivalent of first-year college.
I think I was in that in the 12th grade. Maybe 11th. I like when they say grade in front of instead of after.
And Adam, I also wanted to appeal to the junior college court because I'm 15 and I hated high school. Mm-hmm. So I went and I got myself accepted to a junior college because I couldn't afford to go to the university, obviously, at my age because I can't work.
Here's, by the way, the protocol for being accepted to a junior college is you showing up and going, I'm here. That's how you get in. You get in, you're accepted to a junior college by actually arriving at a junior college.
It was actually really hard because they're like, well, you're 15. We don't like you. I'm like,
right.
How'd you do there?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have a 3.8 right now.
Yeah, it's nice. But out of Canada, it's out of 10 in Canada.
Out of 10, maybe?
You're not going to school in Canada, right? You're going out in the United States?
I'm in Washington.
Oh, okay.
State of Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And you didn't like high school?
Well, high school really blew. I don't know. People there suck.
Really?
How are they at junior college?
Huh?
How are the people at junior college?
They don't talk. They sit in the classroom and they learn.
Blow or suck.
It's really nice. Really?
Wow.
It's nice.
Aren't your parents kind of freaked out? I mean...
My parents are like, yeah, our daughter ran away to college, but I still live home. So
I mean, don't you just start a date who's ever at your school when you're 15?
No.
Something happened at school?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, there's this girl, and she started spreading crap about me around the school.
Like what?
Like telling people I was a lesbian and stuff. And
Are you?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Really? And that's all it took?
That chased you out of high school?
Well, that and it's like you can't sit and learn in a class without like.
You're a lesbian.
No.
Without what?
Without the teacher having to stop and discipline some idiot for like, you know, doing stuff that Adam probably did.
Oh, how dare you! And by the way, I called every guy I knew fag, and it never drove them out of the school.
Yeah, but she was, like, putting posters up around the school about me. And
why? What did you do to her? Anything?
Nothing. I don't know. It's like
down on her once.
And wouldn't the school kind of come to your aid in this?
Yeah, I mean, I went and I talked to, like, my counselor and the vice principal and everything, and they're like, yeah, well, we can't do anything unless we catch her in the act.
Oh, my God.
What about the posters? That's in the act.
I know, and I brought them the posters, like, look what she did. And they're like... Yes, but it doesn't say her name anywhere on these posters.
Maybe this girl's got a crush on you.
Did you have to leave your friends behind? Were there relationships that were sort of...
Oh, no, it was a completely different friends. Separate... It was a separate group of friends.
Yeah.
Were they, like, laminated posters?
Yeah.
They weren't life partners the way Adam's friends have been. have proved themselves to be.
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
You call people life partners now instead of fag?
Yeah.
No, Adam has a couple of life partners.
Yeah, I do.
And you've always called them fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. They know it. Sometimes I bust out the N-word.
So your life partners?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, have fun in JC there. That's junior college.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah,
You're going to go to university soon?
Yeah. Well, when I graduate, I will.
Okay. So, but stop being such a snob, by the way.
Oh, I can't help it. I'm British.
All right.
You're British.
Yeah.
Alex is a little snobby, and the reason people don't like her is because they shouldn't like her. She's very gregarious and everything, but I'm sure she's snobby and a pain in the
ass. Wait, so are you still there?
Yeah.
Go to school in the East where everybody's snobby about their education.
What temperature is it there these days? Right now?
Right now it's probably 72.
Ouch.
It's
cooling off.
Yeah. All right there. Good times. All right.
People are snobby about that. People are sort of... casually snobby about their education in the East.
You know, without question.
It's not more so.
What do you mean snobby about their education?
They make note and they.
I get really snobby with Bateman about it. Yeah. If he says something, I'll say, "Yeah, take it easy, West Coast." Yeah.
Did you go to school on the East Coast?
No. I dropped out of college in Canada.
You didn't go to Voiceover Academy?
No, I did. I did do that. Yeah, of course.
Victoria College. We're in college.
Concordia University, Montreal.
Megan.
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
First of all, I want to say I love you Adam and Drew so much. Drew, your book was amazing. It helped me out a lot.
Thank you, Megan.
And my question is, I feel like I can only have sex when I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. I've had like 8 one-night stands, and that's like my whole like sexual history.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. I had really bad depression in high school. I have generalized anxiety disorder with social phobia, ADHD, and avoidance personality disorder.
Ooh.
What's that one?
I don't know. I guess you avoid stuff.
Yeah, it's unable to, you know, unable to manage, you know, to stay, hang with things.
Yeah, I like run away from my problems.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, just but unable to be around them. Just
yeah, and really? I kind of have a little problem with drinking, too. But
yeah, I'm hearing that.
Oh, is she drunk now?
Yeah, right now.
I don't run from my problems. I face them head up, and I actually move toward them, but then I give a little, like, shake-and-bake move and slip around them and keep going. And then it's to the problem end zone.
Well, that's managing your problems, not avoiding them.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan, are you drinking now?
No. I'm just, like, really nervous.
What's your drink?
What's my drink?
Minnesota. You schnapps girl?
Oh, Miller High Life Light.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Hams.
Yeah. And are you living at home?
No, I'm at college right now.
Oh.
All right. So do you have friends? Do you have relationships? You had a boyfriend?
No. I've never really had a boyfriend before.
Yeah,
I guess I've never really even been friends with guys, I guess.
Let's just sort of look at it this way. If you could sort of paint the picture of a kind of interaction you like to have with a guy, other than what you've been doing, which is getting loaded and having sex, but what would that look like?
My biggest fear is, like, I'll never get married or find
forget the fear.
That, like,
just tell me. Forget
me.
The forget the fear. But what would an ideal sort of interaction be like if you could sort of paint it?
I would just, like, I don't know, being able to, like, talk to a guy and, like, being able to, like, act like myself that I can with
all right.
my friends.
So you want a guy. This is always the answer, gentlemen, and it's one that guys cannot get. It's, like, nonsensical to us. Women will generally say they want a guy to just sit down and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And if they actually do, they do PET scans on women. You know, men, our brains light up in a certain way when we're looking at pictures of nude women. Their brains light up in a similar way when they're having conversation. Mm-hmm. And so their thing is, I just want a guy to sit down and talk to me. And so, Megan, why don't you kind of work on that, finding people that can kind of sit down and just spend time with you and listen to you and be with you, and that actually be a healthier alternative to you to what you're doing.
Well,
you'll find what?
Like, I really only hang out with, like, my 4 roommates. Like, other than that, if I hang out with anybody else, I feel like I have to be drunk.
I understand that, but if you can find a way, if you can't, then you got to go to therapy.
Okay.
But if you can, you got to find a way to find people that will just sit and listen to you, just chat with you.
Yeah, well, what about your roommates? Don't they have friends?
Yeah.
All right, they come around, right?
Yeah, they do. But
you can't,
like,
hang out with them?
Yeah, well, then I'm usually high.
Yeah, but, usually high?
How old's Megan? Megan, how old?
20.
20.
How long have you been drinking?
Well, like, I started drinking when I was 16, but it really didn't get bad until I started going to college.
The alternative is to go to AA, get a sponsor, and start working a program. That is your alternative.
I did try that, but I don't know.
Well, when you're avoiding, it's hard to get in and do
the
way you need to.
Yeah, and I've been in detox twice, but...
Ooh, you didn't
really?
Throw that in, so...
Wow.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
What's the matter? Were you traumatized growing up?
No, like, I seriously, like, don't know what's wrong with me, because nothing bad happened to me when I was younger, or anything.
Yeah. Maybe she needs to be on some medication.
Could be.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm on Lisavid, Depakote, Wellbutrin, and Adderall, and Trazodone.
Well, I am. So you have bipolar.
Next time,
bipolar
just tell us
also.
What you're not taking. Yeah. We save a little time.
I'm not an Adderall fan for people with alcoholism. You should be aware that does tend to confound things.
Well, to be honest, the only ones I take are Trazodone and Adderall.
Yeah, and drop the ADHD diagnosis. That'll just confuse you. All alcoholics have ADHD.
They do?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
A lot of those drugs are like mood lifters, essentially.
No, they're mood stabilizers. So she's bipolar.
So when you mix those with alcohol, it's
just, you know, makes things worse. Yeah. It's not a good combo.
Blackout.
She's not even taking her mood stabilizers, though, she said. So.
But what about, I know this is, I don't know, Pollyanna-ish or something, or old-fashioned, but if you have that constant mantra of, I can't get along with people, I freak out in social situations, I have to drink to be around new people.
Yep.
Aren't you just, is that going to become your life?
Yeah, that's my point. You either can mobilize, you know, a rally, or you can't. And if you can't, then you got to get some real help.
All right, what do you got here, Drew?
I'm sorry.
You got a call?
Five.
What about this one? It says anal sex.
Okay, you can take that.
All right. See, there's certain words that jump out at me.
I thought you didn't read.
Adam's great. No, I know when my I see my name, and then I see anal sex. The only two words I see. Well, I guess it's three. Kimberly?
Hello.
Once in a while, I see him in the same sentence, and I dive on that one. Kimberly, what's up? You're 18?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on with you guys. I totally love you guys. Adam, you're so funny, and I think Dr. Drew is extremely sexy. I've been waiting for years to say that since I've been listening to you guys.
Kimberly.
My question is, I had anal with my boyfriend, and he came inside me, and I was, like, all wet because, like, I guess I had my own, like, fluids going and then his, and so I couldn't tell the difference in the end. And, like, I was wondering if there's any way that I could actually get pregnant from anal sex.
So the stew of vaginal,
what fluids
semen.
Were you cooking up in that
fart out the baby?
No, she means she vaginal secretions were kind of mixing in.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
What position were you? Or did you have the fan on? Or what?
No, I was on top of him.
Oh, on top. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, to me, that's you're.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, you're racing with the devil when you do that on top anal thing. You're asking for trouble. It's. You really are.
Why? Because I can get pregnant? Or
No, not so much for you. This is more of... I'm very lap conscious. I worry about my lap a lot. A lot of people, it's their face. Other people, they have problems with their teeth. Right now. For me, I worry about my lap. Shouldn't a guy be behind you when he's doing the anal?
Well, we were trying different types of positions.
Very bold. Very progressive. Progressive area. Relax.
Yeah,
you're uptight, man. Relax.
Okay.
Dude, relax.
All right.
You're always accusing me of being uptight.
Europe. Relax. That's very European to do it like that.
Yeah. To me, it just would feel, it'd be like you got in an accident on your 10-speed and landed on the kickstand. That's what that sensation would feel like to me. Like, call me old-fashioned, but I just want to be bent over something and cornholed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's me, though. That's the way I came up. That's, you know, my parents were sort of old school that way.
Oh,
my grandfather was a
good old-fashioned anal.
Yeah, my grandfather was an ankle grabber.
Oh.
His father before.
Do you remember when your dad sat you down and talked to you about anal for the first time?
That thing. He sat me down, but he spoke to me from between his legs. Just to really drive home that point.
So to speak.
So she's got the seat post, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she got the seat post, right. That's what it is. All right, and so his...
Yes, you could get pregnant. It's possible, right? I mean, there's fluids mixing, and unlikely.
Wait a minute.
And that child was meant to be, if that happens, right, Adam? Would you say?
I would say...
Especially if gravity's...
When gravity, is time, please? What?
I'm just saying it's a possibility, of course, when all those fluids are mixing. However, gravity's kind of working against it, isn't it? It's one of the genius of what Kimberly's devised here, is that the gravity is going to go her way.
Mm-hmm.
You see, things are not going to go down and then back up.
Yeah, but
so much.
But here's my argument to that, which is sometimes, like in your car, you're leaking tranny fluid.
We're talking about we've gone from anal to transition fluid.
I'm saying, it's coming. The actual part it's dripping off your car is way back by the differential, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't followed the contour
of the drive shaft
and the tranny.
Got it.
And just come off.
And
there,
that's just a pure liquid. Sort of physics,
right?
You got sperm swimming.
Yeah, sperm.
They're going to Mecca. They're on their way, right?
I don't know how they move in a swamp, though. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, there might be
enough.
You introduce fecal matter, and I think you got what they call a Mexican standoff.
Right
there. It's the fecal matter versus the sperm. That's a battle there. Usually they just, you know, they just got to make it through a couple of pubes. And
could be a hack episode, Will.
Well, but did he say that after he did the rectal stuff, he went into the vagina?
No. She didn't say that.
All right. So
So she's just sitting there on top of everything.
She should be.
Yeah, just minding her own business.
Right. All right.
Yeah, that's good times.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Where is she on? Line 6?
Yeah.
All right. Kimberly.
Yeah.
Is that the right name for this call?
No, I'm going to start calling you Kim.
Yeah,
Kim. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Kim.
Yeah,
Kimbo.
We've decided that you're probably not pregnant.
Okay.
And you should look at your transmission.
However, yes. Given that you're not using contraceptives, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't use any
type. And God knows, if he has an STD, you've sort of found the optimum way to transmit it. He's mm-hmm. offering you whatever he's got.
Right.
Yeah.
Should be using a condom. And if you're not, keep that morning after pill handy. Just in case you have a question like this and you want to be extra sure, take the morning after pill.
How can I, do I get it at, Planned Parenthood or whatever?
You can get it at Planned Parenthood. You can call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE.
Mm-hmm.
Number too late.
Okay.
1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. And they can tell you where a pharmacy is where you can get it without a prescription.
And just tell them you need the pill. You don't have to get all
the And by
the
way, you should have the pill anyway. That's right.
Can I ask one last question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me if I don't want to have, regular sex?
You want the anal sex only?
Are you...
Exclusively?
Man, tonight we've just gotten crazy, this conversation.
No, what?
Are you multiply orgasmic? Yes.
It's sometimes I orgasm really hard. I don't know if I've ever had multiple ones.
Hard? You mean you make a lot of noise?
No, it's just a lot of it comes out, a lot of cum, and it's a good long cum.
It's a good long one.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We'd have to do it in a monkey cage, me and you, because they never get the cleaning deposit back in the apartment. We'll do it wherever there's a floor drain and a hose bib. That's where we
go. Oil pan with her, I guess, over.
Yeah, it's just one of those sheets you put on the garage floor to collect the tranny fluid.
And you do that during anal sex?
Okay, no. I just get excited during anal. I get all wet, but I never have orgasms.
Okay.
All right. We keep a lot of kitty litter on hand and just enjoy yourself.
So nothing is wrong with me because I don't want to have regular?
Is there anything we need to know?
Are you sexually abused or anything?
I guess. I used to have a family member who, totally used to tell me that, if you ever had sex before you were married, you were a big whore.
Right.
That's just more emotional kind
of
abuse.
Was that your dad or your mom?
No, it's just my mom's sister.
Mom's sister, really?
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Look how that's turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Auntie.
Yeah, nice work. Now she's the cornhole queen.
Does that constitute abuse?
Yeah.
It's abusive, yeah.
That's a little. It's weird.
It's not overt
such
abuse.
It's a blanket
it's
word.
No, we call wholesale abuse. No, it's not something that we'd worry about causing her any real problems.
Okay.
I just remember guys talking about girls who would not let them have sex when they were teenagers, not let them have sex vaginally, but because they were proper.
Right, right.
But would let them
have anal sex.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, we decided that there should be sort of a series of planes.
Yeah, you break the plane.
Yeah. And no plane's broken. The okay sign, don't break that plane.
Yeah, whatever.
This plane.
True sound point, just trap, by the way. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You had sex 4 months ago?
Well, I have been since then.
You've been having sex for 4 months?
Right.
All right.
And I've never had an orgasm ever.
Mm-hmm. And that would be normal for an 18-year-old.
But what about oral sex?
Well, yeah, and I've never orgasmed then either.
Nothing.
Still
there.
Not unusual for an 18-year-old. Female.
Right.
Sort of normal.
Do you enjoy sex?
Yeah, I just don't ever feel like I'm, building up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Well, are you in love with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. It will probably take care of itself, but 18 is a tough age to sort of hit the ground running as a female. Things are not quite hooked up at that age yet.
Yeah.
For many women.
Yeah.
Some can have orgasm during oral sex, very few during intercourse, but most have trouble orgasm.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 19.
Do you think he does a good job with the oral sex?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Huh? It feels good, it just doesn't really, go anywhere,
Yeah.
Drew, tell me if this is a grandiose thought, but, we talk to these 18-year-olds all night who can't have the O with the oral. Yeah. I think I could give them one.
All of them? Each one?
No, but I think I could probably hit about 65, 70% of them.
Grandiose.
It is?
30%.
Really?
Because that puts 50% of blame on the men.
I'm putting more of that on the man.
I know.
I think I could do it because I think they get these guys that, they got the bad teenage mustache.
Oh. They may not understand the commitment.
Overbite,
involved.
And it's like they don't know to take the retainer out and stuff.
A lot of them don't understand the anatomy.
They don't know the anatomy.
It's basic.
Doesn't it have a lot to do with the girl, too? I mean, isn't a lot of it sort of psychosomatic? I mean, if they're not really relaxed or comfortable with
but again, the
process.
That's part of my thing, though. Like, here's a wine cooler.
And a little Barry White.
And let's
get it and start weatherproofing.
But however, think how different that biology is than a male's.
Yeah.
Males, it's whatever, grandpa, you know, funerals, whatever, it doesn't matter.
No.
But Drew, don't you think you could pull that off? You know what I mean?
80%, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you play the Dr. Drew card. Yeah. This is the same mouth you've been hearing on the radio.
It's the headlamp he puts on right beforehand that really gets him going.
Lord have mercy. Let's go to break.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Jason Will here from Arrested Development this Sunday, 9:30 on Fox. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Thursday night, All-American Rejects are going to be back in studio. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett in here tonight. Arrested Development, name of the show. Fox, 9:30 this Sunday. Big premiere. I'd like to play some Germany or Florida.
We had a couple. We had a question up there, and then they disappeared. So, yeah, Germany or Florida.
Again, this is a game that was conceived in the writer's lunch at Jimmy Kimmel Live, and... we're just stealing it for this show, but you find a crazy story that either came from Germany or Florida, and they all do, and then we guess, Germany or Florida.
And we've been 9 out of 10, basically.
Yeah, this is, it's going
to sweep. And we'd be 10 out of 10 if I hadn't talked to you.
Yeah, Drew talked me out of one of my Germanys.
What happened there?
I want to talk to the guy with the mangled penis.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
Penis is mangled?
It's not exactly mangled, but I just been noticing it more ever since, you know, I've been having sex with my girlfriend. And when I went to go get STD checked, when they put the Q-tip thing inside me, it kind of, see, because it's kind of bent, and it hurt really bad when it went through the side. And I don't really know, what do you do about something like that?
Oh, bogus.
It's not bogus. I'm serious.
Well, man, you say, what do you do about something like that? That's bogus. What? You're bogus, kid.
I'm not bogus. I'm serious.
Save your bogosity for the next jock who fell off the cabbage truck.
No, seriously.
Listen, Chris.
What do you mean, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you mean, what do you do?
Okay, what happened was a CO2
canister. Do you think for other people it doesn't hurt when somebody shoves a Q-tip up their penis?
No, well, not as bad as it hurts me. It from what I've heard, it doesn't hurt as bad.
So a lot of guys, it hurts a lot.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your mangling.
Well,
and until you've whacked a mile on someone else's penis.
What's that?
Yeah.
All right, when it goes through, and since my penis is bent, it feels like it's coming out of the side that it should be just going straight.
Well, there might be some kind of stenosis.
How far in they got to get that thing, Drew?
Not that far usually, but maybe there's some kind of narrowing.
Or hurt.
Yeah, maybe some kind of... Well, again, Chris, it normally hurts, and some guys it hurts a lot.
But hold on. Your question is why does it hurt when someone puts
my penis? Is there any way of getting it straightened out? Because it is kind of embarrassing to say I have a broken penis.
What happened to your penis?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I used to be into the paintballing thing, and a CO2 canister blew up because it was filled incorrectly. Ooh. When I went to the hospital, see, everything from, like, my belly button down to my knees was... you know, frozen. Oh. When reviving it, there was like, they had to use warm water, and it was like, seriously, I thought they broke it. Like a crack. And it was like a hairline fracture through the, it wasn't like bone.
Hold on a second.
Your penis doesn't have a bone.
The paint,
I know it's
does.
Not,
the penis,
I know it's not a bone, but it's broke.
The paintball thing was the CO2 canister was overfilled.
Incorrectly filled, yeah. He didn't have his gauges or anything. It was just like he lifted up the tank canister, I paid him and walked out, and it blew up like 15 minutes later.
And it was down by your crotch.
It was just sitting on my lap. It blew up, and it was horrible.
It does seem like it's a little... I mean, look, if you can sue McDonald's for dumping some coffee on your lap...
They paid for all my medical bills, and I was stupid and young. I could have sued the crap out of them.
Yeah. Sometimes guys who run paintball operations aren't exactly what you call deep pockets. Usually.
Well, it was a small town. There was nowhere else
to go. You fat cat paintballers going back up to your ivory towers in your Lear jets and stretch limos. Well, the real people are down here Yeah?
That's right. Chris, yes, you can fracture the penis. The cavernous body that fills with blood can fracture. And there are operations to repair it. You know, we had Dr. Alter up here. He wrote this, I don't have the book in front of me, but he had a book about various procedures that can be done.
Anything.
Well, wait, you ought to be seen. This guy is a plastic surgeon and a urologist, and I guess that's really the combination you want if you want to get something
well,
like this done.
Well, Chris, did you take some shrapnel?
No, I didn't take any of that. Like, the top part...
It just blew off and shot the frozen compressed air?
It was like a liquid for like a fraction of a second, and it was just... It felt like there was ice all over me. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Are you nude?
It's nitrogen.
No, I wasn't nude. I was just, you know, wearing a t-shirt and shorts and
not the right outfit for paintballing, by the way, son.
Well, I wasn't, you know, gonna go in that. I was just filling it up so I can go back. It was like on the way back from school or something.
All right. Oof. But that's where most paintballing accidents occur, is on the
way back from school.
Yeah, it's not actually during the paintballing. Right.
And don't wear short shorts.
Do you ever do any paintballing?
No.
You guys ever paintball?
No, I have not.
No.
And now, by the way, I will not.
Yeah.
Having heard this story.
It's bad news. It really. I mean, you get novelty bruises and welts. Yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's exciting.
It's fun to go around in a mock massacre.
Yeah. And not get stuff in your
not mouth. Not into that, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get
that. You just pulled some kind of like moral card on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, that's bad behavior.
Yeah, I've done it. I did it for a guy's bachelor party once. It's a good time. It's good when you get out of, when you're out of paintballs. It gets
hunting
out of
strippers.
Hand to hand. I think that was a fake story they made up a few months ago that there were hunting strippers with paintballs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good times. Drew, no.
Florida or Germany?
Both.
That's definitely Florida.
Florida, yes, Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Amber?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I have a question about the relationship that I'm in right now.
All right.
And I've been with this guy for a year, and we have, we're just dating. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend, which has been fine with me. But the other night we had a big blow-up, and he told me that he doesn't think that he can ever have feelings for me. And he knows that I love him and that I care about him, but he doesn't think that he can ever have the same feelings for me because...
Amber, yeah. Stop. Mm-hmm.
What about indifference? Wouldn't that be a feeling?
Yeah. What? No, it's a lack of feeling.
Oh, it is. See?
Why do you start out with, we're not boyfriend or girlfriend and that's fine with me, when it clearly is not at all fine with you?
Yeah. And by the way, all the girls we talk to that are in a sort of maintenance type holding pattern with guys who claim it's part their decision and it's just how they want it are always full of crap.
Full of crap. Why do you start with that? Why do you do that to yourself?
Yeah. You're into this guy and he's not that into you.
You're just saying you're in love with him and he is not in love with you. And if that's not okay, he's never going to be. Get out of there.
Well, because he's only had one girlfriend before me.
Amber, guys, don't do that.
All that stuff. First of all, if he's only had one girlfriend, he should be clinging on to you with both his geeky hands, number one. He should be desperate for you. Number two, all these things. Well, he's working and going to school right now.
That's all BS.
All reasons. Look, when you're into somebody, you're into
everything.
Them.
You drop
and
everything.
If you can see him once a week, you see him once a week. And if you see him once a year, you see him once a year.
And
whatever
guys
you can
not
do.
Convert. You can't convert a guy.
No. No.
And the quickest way to get this guy into you is to have a very healthy level of indifference about whether he's going to be around or
that's
not.
That's the only move. That's the only move. But
fake it till you make it.
That's not going to work. You got to know in your heart it's not going to work.
Guys will not change. There's one time when a guy found out the girl's dad was Paul Anka. He saw some of that money down the road. He knew he wasn't getting any younger, and he stepped in and really made a commitment at that point. But that's very rare.
Very rare. But this girl claimed that she started by saying that, and I'm sorry, I forgot her name, the caller's name, but
Amber
claimed that she was in, she wanted to talk about this relationship she's in. And she's clearly not in a relationship.
She went from, we're not boyfriend girlfriend. That's absolutely fine with me. But we had a blow up. I told him how much I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
And he told me he could never be in love with me. Of course not. He's never.
She didn't say that.
That's a paraphrase.
We've known each other for like 7 years.
Oh, well, that's different. Then that's totally different.
It doesn't matter.
Totally
Amber, if he's into you, he's into you. And if he's not, he's not. And you have to know he's not.
And that's it. He's not going to convert. It's not going to happen.
So I should just walk away and just leave alone?
You're done.
Yeah, if you truly walk away, honestly walk away, don't be surprised to see him right behind you. you know.
Yeah, but don't. But then,
but
don't,
I mean, don't look
don't
for it.
Around,
but
though.
It could be a nice.
It's your only move,
result.
But it's the only possible hand you can play.
Right. And by the way, the argument of, well, I've got a year invested into this. It's like you saying, I have a year invested in a horrible job.
Yeah.
It's all the more reason to get out tomorrow.
Yeah. Year invested in the Nazi party. It's
right.
so bad.
Right. It's time to move on.
She never actually mentioned that. But, you know, like even if she does the whole thing where she walks away and says, all right, I'm not into it, and she's just kind of playing it and decides that she's going to see if he comes. And if he does come, she still shouldn't.
Go back.
Because
he'll go to
the
same
thing. Will happen,
same
right?
thing, exactly. Yeah. He'll go back into the same mode.
I hope a friend.
All right,
what about
this week on Hack, where he has to infiltrate, in order to infiltrate a white supremacist organization, Hack.
In what? Order for Amber's boyfriend to come back, she's going to have to become a rapist.
Always funny, Drew.
Dustin,
you're 23.
Yeah.
All right, you have a Florida or Germany for us?
I do.
All right, go.
Sorry. Okay, this older woman fell asleep with her TV on, and in the morning when she woke up, they had that program on that they have a fake fire going, or like it's a program of a fire that you can keep on your TV, so it looks like you have a fireplace when you really don't.
Mm-hmm. A fireplace, okay, yeah.
And she woke up and she thought her TV was on fire, so she called the fire department, and they all came down and made a big hoopla about it, and then came in and turned off her TV for her.
All right, let's examine this one.
Only a very old person would do that.
Very old person.
Florida.
And but I don't know if they're running that here.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen that.
That sounds like Poland.
And also...
I'm just playing the odds, though, where there are lots of old people.
Well, yeah. Also, though, the fire department immediately getting down there.
Florida.
No, that sounds more like Germany. Sounds like efficient.
Very efficient Germany.
But there's no old people in Germany because all that whole generation population was killed off, right?
Logan's Run style?
No, World War II.
Oh, when we bombed them?
Yeah, so there's really the only people there are only 60 years old, right?
No, they got a couple of geezers in there. Yeah, I've seen it on History
Channel. A couple head.
Yeah, a couple of geese.
You know that countries that have ambulances still go,
What are we going to go on? Drew's thinking Florida. I think we're thinking Germany just because we don't know what this channel is.
I'll go with you then.
We're going Germany?
All right.
Dustin?
Yeah.
Florida or Germany?
Germany.
Yeah.
Got it.
See, Drew? You can never listen to you. Always
that fire show was only syndicated internationally.
That's right. All right. Hey, Dustin?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Good times.
All right.
Break time.
Oh, break time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break, and Drew will be urinating in where? Florida or Germany?
Germany.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Arnett is here. Jason Bateman is here. Arrested Development. Name of the new show on Fox this Sunday, big premiere, 9:30. I command everyone within the sound of my voice to go watch it.
That's a wide stretch.
Yeah. We'll be not watching it because we're going to be here. But
you've got the TiVo.
I got the TiVo.
So we will be watching it.
Get yourself a season pass.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
And under options, you keep till delete.
I bet we're all already on your wish lists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, three green thumbs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. We got another Germany or Florida.
It's only guys calling.
Dare we?
Yeah. Come on.
All right. Why not? Anthony?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
You got a Germany or Florida for us?
Yes, I do. Should I just go into it now?
Sure.
A man went into a bank and attempted to use, like, I'm not sure, like, the amount of cocaine, but, like, it wasn't over, like, a kilo, as a collateral to get a loan for a car.
I think we're all
Florida. We're all there.
Sounds
we're there.
Like the panhandle.
Florida,
sounds
yeah.
like Florida.
Yeah. Anthony?
Should I tell you, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't lead that one up good enough, but yeah, it was Florida.
All right.
You don't get the T-shirt.
Like, my sister used to work at this restaurant. In Sausalito, called Sailor's Landing.
Uh-huh.
And we went in there, and I don't know if you remember that or not, but you and Jimmy.
Yeah, yes. I do. On the wharf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
That's
her.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah, I did. Jimmy and I teamed her in the hotel.
Oh, my God. Anthony.
She was hot.
It's like, oh, that's good, Adam. Thank you.
Jimmy and I used to go on these, we just go out teaming all the time.
You go hogging?
Yeah, we go hogging. We'd just be like, you seen the man show? You seen the man show?
Have
you seen
not,
the man show?
Like,
no. We get like, no. But eventually, they'd be like, I think I heard of it. Okay.
Yeah. DP time.
You're in. Yeah. We tag. We do that. We'd like tag in and tag out.
They'd have to become.
Yeah. That's right.
They'd have to become rapists.
No, I do remember doing that, and I do remember going in there with Jimmy. I think that was our second honeymoon, and I do remember talking to somebody and eating some oyster crackers and drinking some Anchor Steams. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Nick, who's 23. Nick?
Yeah.
You got a question?
Yes, I do. First of all, Adam, you're my hero, and Dr. Drew, you're a genius.
Adam is your hero.
Well, that leaves Will and me.
I'm looking comment? Forward to the show, guys. Sounds
there
like
you
hilarity.
Nick.
Bless you.
Nick.
That's right.
That is
right.
Good, swift.
That's great. You'll go far in the biz industry.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's up there, Nick?
All right, I got a couple masturbation questions for you. First of all...
This is for you, obviously, Will.
Here we go.
First, I don't use lube when I masturbate.
Smart.
I was wondering if that might have any effects, like if that might cause like rashes in the future or something like that.
Not using lubrication. No, that's fine.
That's fine, okay. And also...
Poison ivy would.
Mm-hmm.
My second question is, I heard somewhere, it might have been even on the show a while back, but I heard that if you masturbate in the same position all the time, it makes it harder to orgasm during intercourse.
That's the Corolla problem. The Corolla.
Yeah.
Because, Adam, you do it. Corolla does it missionary style, right?
No, the way I sexually, but I beat off standing on my head.
But you mentioned how you.
Just a disaster. One of the worst ideas I ever had. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's like you pick a major, and that's it. I started when I was 15. I stand by it.
But, you actually get on your belly, though, and you make love to your hand, right?
Yeah. No, I do it. I do it. If your head, you ever got jizz up your nose, Drew?
No.
It's horrible. Gets in your
you
lungs.
You got to wear one of those swimming clamps.
Yeah. It's like doing water ballet. But, here's the thing. A lot of guys, they get used to beating off in the shower.
Or in a certain position.
They're standing up or they're laying down with their feet out in front of them and their toes pointed and they're locked out, whatever.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're on top of a woman and their penis is confused. It's like their nuts have vertigo now. They're not used to being in the position that they're in. The sac gyroscope is thrown way off by this. And if you beat off, like, if you start beating off at 13 and you don't get your first girlfriend until, like, 19, you'll have had several million jack sessions.
Right.
And now you're in a totally different position.
Right.
That's why I move it up. I shake it up. I do it standing. I do it on the run sometimes.
Cartwheels.
Cartwheels in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nick?
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
I don't right now. But
you don't?
Right now.
There go the masturbation frequencies.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, usually like once a day I try.
You in school now?
No, actually I work full time.
What kind of work do you do?
It's kind of hard to explain. You like accounting type stuff.
Accounting.
Mm-hmm. I work
bookkeeping.
Yeah. What, are you Vietnamese?
No, I'm not.
What's your nationality? You have something?
I'm Caucasian white.
Really?
You have an accent.
You sound...
I do.
Sound like something.
A little bit of an accent.
I'm regular Caucasian.
All right. Okay.
Well, just funny meter.
All right. Well, good Jack and...
And good times.
And good times.
Thank you, sir.
Yourself a girl, right?
What's that?
Okay. Let's keep it moving. Drew, you want to sock the mic?
I did. Done.
I got it
done
on my?
And done.
Okay. Because we do one each hour now.
Yeah.
The one at 10 o'clock hour, and then we do
I almost missed the one this hour.
Yeah, it's close. Emily?
Uh-huh.
We'll probably have to discuss you punching the mic, though, before. It's the first time we talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Emily?
Yes?
You're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing.
All right.
Next caller.
All right. All right.
That's it for you, huh?
No.
Are you high? What's up with you? What are you? Are you angry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Well, who screwed you over?
A guy.
Your dad? Where's your dad?
Inside.
You?
Inside.
Are you on the porch?
Inside a prison? Where is he?
No, inside my parents' house right now.
All right. And
which you returned to after 14 years of absence.
That's not your stepdad that's in there? That's your real dad?
That's my real dad, yes.
All right. Never beat on you or verbally abused you?
No.
Next right. caller.
No, just has decided to take my ex-husband's side.
Oh. Man, you guys are good. You guys are really
angry.
Good.
Took your ex-husband's side with what? You guys divorced and
yeah.
what?
Yeah, we're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his side over everything that I...
About, like what? Give us an example.
Child support.
That you should be paying for child support?
No, he thinks that I don't deserve child support.
Your dad?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what? Okay. Well, what do you want? And listen, you're obviously a pain in the ass, and you're angry.
Yeah,
it's abundantly clear.
It's two seconds. It comes across.
All right, I blame your dad for that, by the way, and possibly your mom. Whatever it is, you're freaked
thing.
Out.
This
oh,
is,
your mom?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of shape's your mom in?
She's good. She's fine.
All right. So, what's the question tonight?
I left a note on a guy's car.
Mm-hmm.
And to let him know my feelings, and it's been 4 days now, and I want to know what that means.
Well, who is this guy?
A guy that I like. Okay, I'm in love with.
Do you work with the guy, or do you go to school with him or something?
No, he lives right next to where my parents work.
Does he know you exist?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a relationship with him?
Uh-huh.
What's the nature of that relationship?
So far, sex.
You've been having sex with a guy regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to leave a note on his...
No, and she now poured out her heart saying that she's in love with him and all that stuff, and now he's, like, freaked out.
Not exactly. I just told him how I felt. In the beginning, I told him I didn't want a relationship when I really did.
Yeah, well, why do you do... Why do women do that? That's just so silly. Huh?
Because of my ex-husband.
No, you do it because you know he doesn't have feelings for you. And you don't want to get hurt, but you want to be near him anyway.
Okay.
Does he know? Does
guys
he know
do
the
not
ex-husband?
Do not eventually develop feelings. They don't.
Right.
Right.
Either have them at the beginning or they don't. And if
All
they
right.
don't, they aren't going to get them.
All right. So here's the thing, Emily. You have a kid, right?
Uh huh.
And you're going through a new divorce, and you're 23.
Actually, it's been 3.5 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. And you're not living at home. You're living away from home, and.
No, I live with my parents, unfortunately.
Oh, you do. All right. So here's the thing. You just don't sound like you're in great shape to be in a relationship right now, and you're probably dumping whatever feelings you have and whatever anger you have, whatever emotions you have, into a guy's lap. And guys feel it when you're showing up with a whole hamper full of dirty clothes,
yeah.
and we get a little freaked out, and we'll bone you, but we don't want to deal with the hamper. And we got to feel like that hamper's been lightened just a little bit. And you're freaking the guy out. And then you went for the bum rush with the note on the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just focus on the kid. Get yourself a little better. Get out of the house. Stop being so angry. And then look for a relationship.
Yeah.
All right. It's never going to happen. We'll be right back. All right. Wait a minute. We have to have Will read quick this week on Hack before we go.
This week on Hack, to catch a terrorist, Hack will have to become... a rapist.
Always funny. Arrested Development, everybody. Sunday nights, 9:30, right after Hack on Fox. Guys, fantastic. Come back anytime.
That was fun. Thank
yeah,
you.
That was great, man.
And until next time, it's Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist. This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.